Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live to you from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Great time to get out in your backyard and tune up that deck before the weather changes. And Standard can help you do that. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Thanks, Jop. And welcome to the smokiest show on the airwaves, brought to you by the Barbecue Mitten of America.
Here we are. So last week we were sandwiched right between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And now we're this is the first week in August. And you know what? Those gardens and all of those roadside stands, we got a little slow start this year, but man, those things are going to start producing. We're getting a few tomatoes here and there, and oh man, there's nothing better than a garden fresh tomato that was. My dad used to say, if you stubbed your toe from the patch to the table, it took too long, right? And that was a there's a guy that was in World War II, right? And
there was lots of those
full
sayings.
Of those sayings,
yeah,
like that. Yeah. But anyway, can't wait for these fresh vegetables, and we're gonna dive into a little bit of Michigan fresh this week.
That's right. And speaking of gardens, we're also on the airwaves in the Garden State of New Jersey. So garden is right up their alley. Surprising thing about New Jersey is the number of agricultural products out there. People think of Newark.
Right.
Well, there's a whole lot more to New Jersey than that. So
kind of like Michigan and Detroit, right?
Yeah, that's right. We are also heard all around the world on the World Wide Web. People listening, podcasting, and streaming the show literally, I think, in about 40 nations, last look I took. But beer of the week is from Siciliano's, and it's Shower Bee by Champion Brewing Company. What do you think of that one, Jop?
Well, it's a Czech-style pils, which means it's a little bit hoppy, but not too bad. Only 35 IBUs and 4.5% alcohol. This brewing company, Champion Brewing Company, where'd you say they were from, Bob, you thought?
They're Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay, so we've got a quasi-East Coast a beer here. But, yeah, the first sip of it for me.
Czech Pils, I have to give this style of beer credit for turning me into the beer freak that I am. I had a Pilsner Urquell about 20 years ago, and it was one of those moments where you take a sip and you just, a light goes on. And I remember thinking, this is my new favorite.
Yeah, this particular one was a 2015 of the Great American Beer Fest, a gold medal winner. This is a good one. You know, Siciliano's Market, they sell all these by the can. This one's $1.89. You can mix and match your own six-pack at Siciliano's, and it just makes for great, great sampling until you find one you really like, then you go back and buy a bunch of them.
Yes, sir. I did a little barbecue last week, and I had to actually deliver my barbecue for a charity while I was on my deathbed.
I was over the next day. It wasn't actually a deathbed, but maybe you weren't feeling well.
I had a 4-day flu, and it was containable. But you know, when you have the flu, you're really limited with where you can go.
So do now all those charity guests have the flu too?
I hope not.
Yeah,
I was careful. I was just coming down with it at the time, and I always use rubber gloves and sanitize as much as I could, and I had the winner of the event pick it up on my front porch without me around. I wiped everything down and I left it there.
Yeah, it was above 140 degrees, killed all the bacteria. No big deal.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so. The coleslaw. Ooh, I don't know. I did also. I picked up that quarter beef, you know, from Mount Pleasant some time back, and I did my first T-bones out of there. And I was afraid I wasn't going to have enough, so I stopped by the local supermarket and bought a couple T-bones that were on sale for $8.99. They actually turned out pretty good. But these two T-bones from Mount Pleasant, I smoked while I was grilling the other two.
You smoked them to doneness, or you just smoked them for some flavor and then grilled them?
I smoked them to about 130.
Oh, okay. So you took them right to ready for
I never
the table.
Grilled them. Yeah. Okay. And then I put them in the fridge because we ate the grilled ones that night. And I'll tell you what, I was sick for 4 days through the weekend and everything. But each day for my main meal, I just warmed up that steak and I got like a dill pickle or something and I sliced it up in little
pieces.
Were
you pregnant or what, man?
No, I just didn't want to cook anything else.
Okay.
And I didn't want to put
too much.
Oh,
you were batching it too, right? Mo was out of time.
I was.
That's right.
So yeah, I didn't have her cooking to keep me sustained.
Yeah, right. You wasted away to nothing, brother.
Dude, she's gone again. It's her 60th yesterday. And so all her girlfriends, the Fab Five, took her up north. And she's right now.
You don't know what she's doing right now.
She's at Crystal Lake at a beautiful home. And they're doing, I'll tell you what. This group of girls is going all out for they do it big. Girls do it big for birthdays.
Well,
us guys, we don't plan weekends away.
Yeah,
for
your birthday wasn't just a couple weeks ago, wasn't
it?
Yeah, and I think I missed it. I was a day late. But,
yeah, well, and it was like whatever. It's just a birthday,
right?
But women, they have.
Well, this is a milestone one too. So
yeah,
I'm not gonna say how old she is, but this is a milestone.
I already
said
60.
Yeah, right. So you got it. You don't celebrate them all like you're doing this one.
No, that's a big one.
Yeah.
And 60 is phasing her. It didn't phase me. 61 phased me. It takes me a year to figure it out.
Two didn't bother you much, huh?
Yeah. So, so that's what I did. A little barbecue and some steaks.
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't do anything notable on the grill. Every once in a while, I just really like to smoke chicken breasts, and I'll do like a dozen of them. I'll go buy one of those multi-packs at the big box store, right? They got them on sale for $1.88 a pound or something like that, skinless, boneless ones. And I'll marinate them up, and I did a little of that. I used some of the garlic EVO on those, and then just seasoned them lightly with some onion powder and salt and pepper after I got them out of the EVO. And I just smoked those things up, and boy, are they useful. I chop them up in either strips or cube them up for, like, salads, and I just throw them in the freezer. I shrink wrap them, right, and you can just pull those out
when
you come home, and in 10 minutes they're thawed out in the sink. And
you can throw them in your lunch sack and take them to work.
Right.
And they're nice and cold and about perfect by the time you want to eat one.
Right. So, you know, mix it up with some salads this time of year, and we're going to be talking about that because the cool part about Michigan, and probably where you are too, is that the vegetables are just starting to come out of the gardens. And all these roadside stands that, I don't know about where you live, but where I am, I'm within, you know, there's 10 of them within 5 miles of my house if I drive down the right road.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's just amazing.
It's hard to drive by.
Right.
Because,
yeah, it is.
Number one, you can't eat enough tomatoes because Michigan tomatoes this time of year. And if you're listening on WOND in Atlantic City, tell us how the tomatoes are in New Jersey. I got to believe it's a similar phenomenon because of your growing climate. But we also need to cover some peppers because those are coming out like mad.
Right.
And there's some great things to do with peppers. I just thought Michigan fresh this time of year. There's just so much. Do you pick morels?
If I can find them, and I'm not the best at finding them, to be honest.
You have to go out.
Right. Yeah, right. Well, either that or make a phone call because I know a guy that does it really well. But he always wants a 20 spot for about a half a pound of them. But rightfully so.
Oh.
He spent the time to go get them, right? And he knows where they are and all of that. But, you know, mushrooms are there's lots of varieties, and I really enjoy marinated mushrooms,
too. The morel guys around here are freaks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into morels. I'm not even on Facebook anymore, but I can't tell you how many people post pictures of their morels.
Yeah.
But you were talking about the chicken. In the wrap, I say grill so big it's like a ship's hull.
Right.
Well, when I have to fire that big monster up, I always throw some chickens in with it too because there's so much space available.
Yep.
And I just pulled a full smoked chicken out of the freezer for Maureen's trip.
Yeah.
So I could have some food while she was gone.
Yeah, I know you waste away to nothing. You can't grill her or do anything while she's gone. I get it. Coming up next, we might grill some corn or do some bare bone and spice. Stick with us. We'll be back. No more is the night.